You're listening to SBS News.
An Australian and European Union-led resolution on the need to investigate the global response to the coronavirus pandemic has won unanimous support at the World Health Assembly. The resolution commits to an impartial, independent and comprehensive evaluation of COVID-19 and to review the lessons learnt from the international health response coordinated by the World Health Organization. Further details about the inquiry, such as how, when or by whom it will be conducted, are yet to be decided. WHO Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus has thanked the more than 130 member states that brought the resolution.
I will initiate such an evaluation at the earliest appropriate moment. As always, WHO remains fully committed to transparency, accountability and continuous improvement. We want accountability more than anyone.
Despite its support for the resolution, China has criticised Australia for pushing for an investigation, accusing it of ulterior political motives. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian says Australia shouldn't be taking credit for the final agreement.
The resolution and the so-called independent international inquiry raised by Australia are not the same thing. For example, the resolution suggests an evaluation at an appropriate moment rather than immediately launching a so-called inquiry.
Regardless, the Australian government has welcomed the passing of the resolution. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne and Health Minister Greg Hunt say Australia has been clear in its calls for such a review. Meanwhile, Brazil has overtaken Britain to record the world's third highest number of coronavirus cases, and Sweden is reporting the highest per capita death toll in Europe. But Britain remains the world's second worst affected country by deaths after the United States, recording another 445 fatalities in the past day. Its total COVID-19 death toll now sits at more than 35,000. But the country's Office for National Statistics says that figure could actually be closer to 45,000. Chief Scientific Advisor to the Ministry of Defence, Dame Angela McLean, says Britain must continue to learn lessons in contact tracing from countries that have implemented widespread testing measures.
The two I would draw particular lessons from would be South Korea, where I feel they've made inspiring use of all kinds of different contact tracing in order to control infection, to an extent that they are now down to handfuls of new cases every day. And when they say new cases, they mean people they've found in the community because of their contact tracing efforts. The other country I would look to is Germany, where the importance of testing has always been so clear.
It's not all bad news in Britain, though, with Captain Tom Moore set to receive a knighthood for his efforts to raise money for the National Health Service. The World War II veteran raised around $62 million in the lead-up to his 100th birthday last month by completing 100 laps of his garden with the aid of a walking frame. Meanwhile, Canada and the United States have decided to extend their mutual agreement to keep their border closed to non-essential travel to the 21st of June. The restrictions were initially announced in March and then extended in April. The US has confirmed more than 1.5 million COVID-19 cases and 90,000 deaths, more than any country in the world. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says extending the border restrictions is an important step that will ensure the safety of residents in both countries.
We know that we need to do more to ensure that travelers who are coming back from overseas or from the United States as Canadians are properly followed up on, are properly isolated, and don't become further vectors for the spread of COVID-19. We're working closely with the provinces to ensure that arrival of people into Canada, even now, but certainly once we get to a point where non-essential travel picks up again in the coming months, I guess, we need to have strong measures in place.
After revealing he's taking hydroxychloroquine in an attempt to ward off coronavirus, US President Donald Trump has now defended his use of the malaria drug. The US Food and Drug Administration has cautioned against using hydroxychloroquine outside a hospital setting or clinical trial due to a risk of heart rhythm problems. Medical experts have criticised Mr. Trump for promoting the drug as a legitimate treatment for COVID-19, saying it could spark widespread misuse by Americans, with potentially fatal side effects. But Mr. Trump claims the FDA warning is based on a study done on people who were extremely unwell, and says it's up to individuals to make their own decisions.
I think it's worth it as a line of defense, and I'll stay on it for a little while longer. I'm just very curious myself, but it seems to be very safe. But that study was a phony study put out by the VA.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amy Hall, SBS News.